getting back to work is tough. It's tough, especially for those who are perhaps dealing with addiction issues, or perhaps they're new Canadians. Well, a Vancouver-based charity called Working Gear is seeing tremendous demand for what they offer. They offer free office wear and work safety gear, and the demand for their services is very, very strong and quite significant. Joining me now is Ash Holmes, a volunteer for Working Gear. Ash, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jess. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Walk me through, what's this year been like for your organization?
It's been busy. We last year, we helped probably around 1,200 people across the whole year. And already 5 months in, we've seen 800 clients or individuals that have come into the shop looking for support. So it's been a pretty full-on start to the year. We're seeing a really increased demand. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of across the board with regards to the main demographics of the people that we look to support. And that could be people coming out of foster care. It could be people dealing with coming back from mental health issues, people dealing with homelessness or seniors returning to work, and the other area with regards to newcomers to the area. And that includes, I think we've had 180 people who have, you know, relocated, refugees from Ukraine that we've helped so far this year as well.
But the demand is that when they come to you, is there is work available, or they're looking for work, or they have found work, they just need help in regards to sorting office wear and safety gear.
Yeah, correct. So when they come to us, they're referred in by a number of referral agencies that we work with, and the vast majority of them either have a confirmed interview or most of them actually have confirmed work. And what we're providing is, for a lot of them, it's the equipment. It could be a hard hat, it could be a vest. For those working construction, boots is the big one on the construction side. Construction boots are pretty expensive to get, steel toe boots. On the other side, with regards to suits, shirts, so that they're able to actually go and work and earn money for themselves.
What's the background of Working Gear?
So it's been around for quite a few years. I've been involved just for the last couple of years. But it's really grown in that time. It came out just initially, actually, with regards to suits and shirts and helping people in, I guess, what you'd call that kind of white-collar profession. And the organization's really grown and adapted during time, because what we found is there's a huge demand, especially for people going into construction-related roles. And so that's a big area where a lot of people coming in. We have a lot of women coming in as well that are looking for construction wear, who are going out onto construction sites. So the demand's kind of really evolved. We also offer a barbershop within the shop, and that has been a huge amount of demand as well, just to provide our clients with the ability to have a fresh haircut without a cost attached, and be prepared to go to that job interview or go to that first day in their new role.
Yeah, that little bit of help is so important in the early stages. If you weren't around as an organization to provide, let's say, boots or a haircut or just the supplies that you do offer, safety gear, how many people would be unable to go to the job or do an interview?
Yeah, quite a lot of them. So we actually kind of asked that question with regards to when people come into the shop. Quite a lot of them kind of said that they would probably have not gone into work. I think it's up to maybe 30% of people wouldn't have taken the job and then been able to work. Others would have maybe, looked to borrow money from other sources, which maybe isn't the best thing to do when, you're coming back from some of the situations that our clients find themselves in. For construction, a lot of them would have maybe probably just turned up to that construction site and worked with what they had, which, creates a bit of an unsafe environment for some of them. So it's quite helpful for a lot of those people.
And if people wanted to help, either as volunteers or donate dollars or donate equipment, where can they go?
Yeah, so the best place to start with is the, just searching Working Gear. The website's just workinggear.ca. But we're always looking for support with this amount of increased demand that we're seeing across the board, including with regards to, you know, what's happening in Ukraine and people coming there. We're fortunate with regards to volunteers, but we're always happy to have more people come and help. But it's really on, I guess, some of the funding side. You know, we're supported by some of the suppliers of construction ware, for example, who provide some of their stock. But we also need the funding there to go out and buy more things. You know, size 10 boots is the most popular one. We're always running out of size 10 boots, and people kind of have to leave, you know, unable to get that boot and maybe return in a couple of weeks when we get some more stuff in stock. So workinggear.ca is the website, and any and all support is what we'd be happy to accept. And certainly funding so that we can keep providing a service, because, yeah, that, as I said, that demand, 800 people already this year, it's rapidly growing.
Absolutely. You haven't even hit the halfway point. I'm just curious, for someone like yourself, what motivated you to volunteer for this organization?
I was asked, my company I work for invited and asked if there were people that would volunteer. I happened to go. And I just enjoyed the evening. You know, there are people there where you're helping them. Some of them, when you're sizing them for a suit and a shirt, for example, it's the first time they've ever been sized for a suit and a shirt. And, you know, it's quite a rewarding feeling. Where some of the Ukrainian people that we've helped have come back and are now volunteers themselves. So you can see them now, they're working, they're employed, and they're coming back and volunteering their time to try and help out. So it's a hugely rewarding experience, because you're really seeing the results of what you're supporting these people with, and just how thankful people are and how amazed people are when they come in, and that we're like, here's, you know, boots, here's a hard hat, here's a vest, here's full construction clothing. And they're amazed that we're not asking them for money, or we're not asking them for something, and we're helping them get back on their feet.
Yeah, that is a great story, and you guys are doing just some amazing work. And so if those folks who are listening to this conversation, if you do wish to volunteer or donate, you can go to Working Gear, that's workinggear.ca. Ash, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jess.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.